Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Worlds.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
For Latinos, what could possibly be funny about the 2012 election? I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet into Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. This year's campaign for the White House and control of Congress has turned into a gut-wrenching, costly, and nasty political contest. Some of the harshest rhetoric has been around the economy and immigration, two issues especially important to Latino voters. So, what's to laugh about? For an answer, and maybe some comic relief, we turn to Jack Tomas. He's a blogger and filmmaker who writes about politics and other subjects from a Latino perspective, often using satire to make his point. Jack is a new contributor to the Feet into Worlds blog. He'll be writing commentaries and news analysis for us on a regular basis. Jack, welcome to Feet into Worlds, and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. John, this is exciting.
Jack, you grew up in a conservative, Republican, Cuban-American family in Texas.
Indeed.
You now live in New York, and your politics have evolved, shall we say. How would you describe your political philosophy today?
I think growing up, you know, things in my family were very black and white. You know, the word Democrat and the word communist were synonymous in my house growing up. It was very much like a Cold War environment, as you know, Cuban Americans are still fighting the Cold War, even though it's been over for 20 years. You know, I consider myself, you know, fairly liberal, definitely at odds with a lot of my relatives in Texas and Florida, and that can be very contentious, especially with the issue of Cuba and the embargo and so forth.
So some difficult conversations around the dinner table when you go home.
Yeah, I mean, certain subjects aren't even it's best to avoid, just because, you know, something I tell a lot of my New York liberal intellectual friends or whatever is that, you know, it's a very difficult thing when your family is so politically different than you are. You love them and you care about them and they're your family after all, and you have to keep peace with that. So the best solution a lot of times is just to not talk about it. Because particularly with the Cuba issue, there is no rational discussion that happens with a lot of the Cuban Americans, and, you know, including my family, like screaming, tears, accusations of secret communist plots. All of that is very real.
And do they read the stuff that you post online?
Yeah. They have read it, and I've gotten a tongue lashing or two from some of my relatives. Particularly with the whole Cuba issue, but even just covering Latino politics in general, because, you know, Cubans have a very different perspective and experience than a lot of other Latinos in this country. Immigration for Cuban Americans, as well as, you know, to a degree Puerto Ricans, is very, I mean, it's almost a non-issue because it doesn't affect them. Puerto Ricans are American citizens. Cuban Americans, as long as you put a toe here on dry land, you're good. You're in. And the issues are very, very, very different.
So in the coming months, you're going to be writing for Feet into Worlds about the presidential campaign and some of the congressional races from the perspective of Latino voters. And going back to what you were just saying, does that automatically mean that immigration will be at the top of your list of issues?
It's a pretty big issue. It's almost reminiscent of the 50s with, you know, the question of segregation. It was sort of okay in certain circles to be outright racist and to say things that were, to our minds, very, you know, on PC, insensitive. And it's sort of shocking. So obviously immigration is a huge issue, but I don't think it's the only one. And, you know, I think Latinos are as concerned with, you know, the economy and jobs as anybody else is. You know, the media tends to pigeonhole all Latinos as to this one, like, brown lump of, you know, that immigration is the only issue, the only thing that we care about. And obviously it isn't, you know, like, and different communities have different things that are important to them. For example, in Puerto Rico, the question of statehood is important. And for Cuban Americans, the thing about the embargo is important. And obviously for Mexican Americans, it's things like immigration. So it's a multifaceted issue. And we are as much a part of the American community as anybody else.
So we're having a pretty serious conversation here, but I want to go back to the question I posed at the beginning, which is what could possibly be funny about this election, especially for Latinos? Or maybe to put it another way, can satire help us make sense of a political season that seems at this point completely devoid of humor?
It's only devoid of humor on the surface, because when you really examine it, there's such a level of absurdity. And absurdity is the basis of all comedy. You know, it's like you put one thing that doesn't make sense to the other. It's totally ironic. It makes absolutely no sense. For example, in states where, like Alabama, Arizona, where there's been a push to push undocumented workers out, lo and behold, a lot of the jobs that they were doing, which tended to be things, you know, working in agriculture, or kinds of things like that, have actually hurt the economy of those places. And the whole idea was that the Latinos were hurting the economy, these undocumented workers. That's funny.
Is it?
It is, because the outcome is the exact opposite of what was intended. It is such an absurd idea. It is so ironic that it's bounced back at them. And the way that it becomes funny is by satirizing and twisting it and kind of saying, like, I mean, I hope you're happy, or you're gonna have to pick your own lettuce.
Jack, what are some of the funniest ways and the most effective ways you've seen Latino media using satire to comment on U.S. politics?
Yeah, a lot of the things that I've been seeing more and more of are kind of viral videos, things that they create, for fairly cheap, either parodies of, you know, movies, or, you know, just directly making fun of political figures or whatever. And one that I saw a couple months ago that I thought was really funny was a sort of a parody on the film 300 about the Spartans or whatever. And it starts off with there are these, like, Mexicans on the border, and this guy who's, you know, like, kind of your typical, quote, day laborer kind of. He's like giving the triumphal speech like King Leonidas did in the movie, and he's like, "Mexicans tonight!" In the movie, the King Leonidas is, you know, they're this, it's this like last stand; they're all gonna die, and he's like, you know, "Tonight we dine in hell." Only in the parody, it's like, "Tonight we dine in San Diego," and then, you know, there's like all these pregnant women and guys with rakes and stuff like charging the border. And, you know, it's very effective because it's a very popular movie. It's really funny. You know, it's just an effective way to both make a pop culture message and speak about a serious political issue, but to do it in a funny, palatable way, in a way that, you know, I did post that on Facebook, that I was like, "Hey guys, look at this funny video."
So what are the kinds of issues and trends that you're going to be watching for as this campaign unfolds?
Well, you know, their ham-fisted approach to reaching out to Latino voters. I mean, I thought it was hilarious thing I saw was this T-shirt that the Obama campaign came out with, and I think they're selling it on their website, that's just the word Obama with like the upside down exclamation point and the exclamation point, like it's like Obama, like you're surprised, like saying boo.
You mean using a Spanish punctuation?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's just the word Obama, but with Spanish punctuation. So therefore, you know, hey, we took a Spanish course in high school and we know how it goes. It's so absurd. And you know, things like that, I'm definitely going to be looking at, you know, these kind of silly things politicians do where like, if politician, I don't care which party, goes to South Florida, they're going to go to Versailles Cuban restaurant and get a Cuban coffee outside of the little kiosk there and wear a guayabera. And, you know, these are the kinds of things that they do. And it's very patronizing.
And you're going to call them on it.
Oh, I'm going to call them on it. All right. And if I can, if I can be there, you know, even in person, I'll call them on it. Absolutely. The worst part to me is that I think they think they can get away with it. They think that they, you know, putting on these shows to appeal to Latinos and doing things that are somewhat stereotypical or somewhat, you know, offensive, like that it's okay, and it's not okay. It's not okay. Like either you treat us the same as you do every other American or, you know, go back to ignoring us. Honestly, like what the result is the same.
Well, Jack, we're looking forward to seeing what you have to say to us on the Feet Into Worlds blog in the coming months.
No, thanks, John.
Jack Tomas is a new contributor to the Feet Into Worlds blog, and you can check out what he has to say on a regular basis at news.feetintoworlds.org. The Feet Into Worlds podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet Into Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Cyrus Fund, WNYC New York Public Radio, and the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation.
This podcast was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet Into Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or by using the Stitcher Smart Radio app.
You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.